Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
For the Secretary of Defense.
Right.
And this is kind of a big deal. This is like the Secretary of Defense, you know, which Leon Panetta was, you know, has been Secretary of Defense here for a while. This is like, you know, there's a Commander-in-Chief, the President, and then the Secretary of Defense. I mean, he has authoritative power over all the military.
Wow.
And your ideologies and your views and how your perspective on you know, these other countries outside the United States, it's very important. In particular, for us as believers, your view towards Israel.
Exactly.
That's quite important. And so he had a very grilling 8 hours of confirmation hearings. I mean, these were like, they were very tough. And you know what? You want to assume that type of position. That's something that you should expect, anyone should expect, to be able to stand on your record and to be able to ask some questions. And one of the things that really had a lot of the senators and a lot of Americans, believe, a lot of believers, you know, very concerned about Chuck Hagel being the Secretary of Defense is the statements that he had made about the Jewish lobby. He said the Jewish lobby intimidates many members of Congress. That's what he said. The Jewish lobby intimidates many members of Congress, which, of course, was like a firestorm because, you know, one of the senators from Mississippi asked, you know, do you stand by that statement? You know, does the reason that they succeed is because they use intimidation? Is that the reason?
Right.
He didn't want to answer any of those questions. And then Lindsey Graham came in, the senator from South Carolina, and basically he just, you know, began to ask him some more questions about that, you know, about his views about Israel. And, you know, allegedly Chuck Hagel refused to see Iran, you know, as a threat. And it's just like, what's the deal here? And Lindsey Graham also asked him about his refusal as a senator several years ago to sign a letter in support of Israel. And again, it was kind of no comments about that, you know? And he said the lack, this is what Lindsey Graham said, the lack of signature by you sends chills up my spine. It's like, why would you not put a signature to support Israel? That's a very easy thing. It's our number one ally in the Middle East.
Right.
Israel has always been our friend. Why would you not do that? What kind of signal does that send?
Right.
So it's something of definitely that we should be concerned about. I mean, you're looking at someone who's being nominated, and you got to say it kind of the way it is. We have a president that has already suggested that Israel should go back to 1967 border lines.
Right.
You know, he's refused to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu upon his request when the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu came to New York to the United Nations to draw a specific red line.
Right.
And President Obama said he was not able to meet with him. He was busy.
Yeah.
He was not able to meet with him.
Right.
With our friend, with our ally, who has very serious concerns. He told the French president, Sarkozy, the former French president, when he thought it was an off mic statement,
right,
that, you know, something to the effect that I got to, speaking about Benjamin Netanyahu, that I got to deal with him on a daily, weekly basis. And you think you have problems, I got to deal with him. It's like, this is not how you treat a friend. This isn't how you disrespect a friend. And we must stand with Israel. And we're seeing that many are turning their backs on Israel. We must not. We can't forget that our elected officials, the people that we send to Washington, they are our representatives. They're our representatives.
Right.
And how we feel about Israel, it should be a major concern. And so we want to make sure that we have policy in place. We want to make sure that we are nominating people to very important cabinet positions. I mean, you look at the Secretary of State, Attorney General, Secretary of Defense, the treasurer, those are the four probably most top important cabinet positions in the country.
Right.
The Secretary of Defense is a pretty big deal. It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's going to be a lot of things happening in the Middle East, as we've been told prophetically. And we want to make sure that we're alert and that we're aware and that we're praying for our friends, that we're praying for Israel, that we're supportive of Israel.
Right.
I want to encourage you, don't, you know, we know that the Lord never sleeps or slumbers, okay? We know that. Right. We know the Lord is on watch. We know that God is on watch. But as believers, we want to join in prayer. You know, the prayer of a righteous man, right, availeth much, you know? Right. If one can send 1,000 to flight, two can send 10,000 to flight, right?
That's right?
Whatever two or three agree in my name, right? So there's power in agreement. There's power in unity. And there's power in prayer. And we can stand. We can stand in the gap, and we can actually intercede for Israel.
That's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.